From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. And in a moment, a controversial decision in San Francisco to honor convicted Army leaker Chelsea Manning in the city's gay pride parade.
But first, a very tender day here in Boston, the one-year anniversary of the Boston Marathon bombings. A tribute is being held inside Boston's Heinz Convention Center, just a few blocks from the marathon finish line, where two bombs exploded on April 15, 2013, killing three, injuring more than 260. More than a dozen people lost limbs. Here now's Alex Ashlock is our longtime marathon reporter. He covered last year's race and aftermath, and he's at today's tribute. Alex, what can we expect today?
Well, Robin, it's going to be a very difficult day, I think, for most of the people inside the Heinz Convention Center, but especially for the families of the victims. There was 8-year-old Martin Richard, 29-year-old Crystal Campbell, and 23-year-old Lu Ling Zi. They will all be remembered at today's tribute.
Well, for people here in Boston, we've been seeing their images, but for those outside, just help us remember those three victims.
Here's the image that I think a lot of people may have seen. It's the picture of Martin Richard holding a hand-lettered sign that read, "No more hurting people." He did that in one of his classes, and that's one of the iconic images in the aftermath of the marathon bombings. Crystal Campbell attended the University of Massachusetts in Boston. She had been coming to the marathon since she was a little child, just like Martin Richard was doing on this day last year. And Lu Ling Zi was a Boston University graduate student. She was here from China. She loved classical music.
Lu Ling Zi's parents came in from China, and they want to be at the finish line of the marathon next week. They want to feel this power in this city. But today, people are remembering survivors of the attacks. Going to speak today, all the people who responded, the medical volunteers at the finish line, police officers, people there just to watch the race who ran to help. Everybody will be acknowledged.
Yes, and Vice President Joe Biden will be the final speaker. And I'm remembering the words of President Obama at the Marathon Memorial, which was held a few days after the bombings last April, when he said, "Scripture tells us to run with endurance the race before us."
Yeah. So today's remembrance of last year's marathon and this year's marathon, just 6 days away. How is what's happening today affecting runners?
Runners are pausing in their training and their excitement to mark this anniversary. I've been speaking to many of them. I spoke with a man named Tim King, who on Monday will be running the Boston Marathon for the 21st straight time. Here's what he said.
You know, it's time to close that past and start again. You know, Boston's a great place. It's full of energy. It's full of good people. And it's, you know, this is like this. It's, you know, we all came together and we did it together. And now it's time to move on to the next year.
Another veteran Boston Marathon runner is Michael Goslin. He had finished last year's race and was on his way home when the bombs went off. And here's how he's feeling about this day.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of mixed emotions. I think it's going to bring up a lot of the bad memories again, but I think we've made a lot of progress moving forward, and that's what I'm trying to focus on with my runs, is really looking at all the positive things that have happened in the last year and to move on.
So all these runners pausing, as you said, and you were telling me that Michael is one of the 100 runners who are on Team MR8. This is a team running in memory of Martin Richard, the little boy who was killed. Tell us more about that. And this, there's so many people running for people this coming race.
Yes, Robin, I think that's really the theme of this marathon. It's the 118th Boston Marathon. The theme this year is, I think, most of the runners, and there will be 36,000 of them this year. That's 9,000 more than last year. I think they're all running for other people, especially the people that were affected by what happened on this day 1 year ago.
Yeah, and just to tell our national listeners, on Sunday, they're not letting people sort of jump in the race this year. So on Sunday, there were a whole bunch of people who ran the race because they can't get in to next Monday's race. It's just amazing. So, Alex, you have run the marathon. What does this day mean to you?
I guess I would say this. I didn't know anyone who died. I didn't know anyone who was injured personally. But I know so many people, and I know you do too, Robin, who are running the race or who have run the race. I know the people who organized the race. I know people in the medical tent. I know a doctor who saved people's lives that afternoon a year ago, even if he couldn't save their limbs. So maybe that's the answer. It's had such a big impact on me because it's affected so many people I know. And it was an attack, really, on an event that I and so many thousands of other people love.
Well, and you could just have been speaking for, as you said, thousands of other people. By the way, and you mentioned the doctor. That's Dr. Ron Medson from Boston Medical Center, one of the people he helped save. Adrian Haslett Davis, the ballroom dancer who lost a leg. She's one of the people who will be speaking today?
That's correct.
Yeah. Alex Ashlock, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Robin.